This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The nation's economy growing more than expected in the third quarter. The Commerce Department reporting the GDP grew at an annualized rate of 1.9% from July through September. That's down slightly from the second quarter, but stronger than what economists had predicted. Some new questions being raised about the death of Jeffrey Epstein. A forensic pathologist claims that injuries that killed the convicted sex offender and multimillionaire are more consistent with strangulation than with suicide. Dr. Michael Bodden saying,
there were findings that were unusual for suicidal hanging and more consistent with ligature homicidal strangulation.
Bodden spoke on Fox. Authorities have said that Epstein died of strangulation after hanging himself in his prison cell. This is USA Radio News.
Well, look who's home. How was your day, hon?
Stressful, exhausting.
Lay down on me and we'll talk about it.
Oh, Purple Mattress. You know how to support me.
Hey, I'm just a mattress doing my job.
You're more than that. You're a Purple Mattress. Who cares about a bed with numbers when I have your Purple Grid to comfort my body's pressure points? And forget memory foam. Your non-toxic, hyper-elastic polymer minimizes heat, keeping me cool and comfortable the whole night through.
If you're happy, I'm happy. But you do have up to 100 days to return me for a full refund.
And give up the best night's sleep I've had since I learned to walk? No way. You're the only one I want to come home to. Purple Mattress.
You too can come home to a Purple Mattress by texting SHIP to 84888. And now for a limited time, receive a free Purple product with your order when you text SHIP to 84888. That's keyword SHIP to 84888.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. See purple.com for terms and conditions.
A priest at a South Carolina Catholic church is defending his decision to deny former Vice President Joe Biden communion during a service on Sunday because Biden has supported a woman's right to choose when it comes to abortion. Biden telling MSNBC he won't discuss what happened but understands he has to confront cultural differences on the campaign trail.
I've never let my religious beliefs, which I accept based on church doctrine, I call it the Fide doctrine, to impose that view on other people.
Father Robert Morey telling the Florence Morning News any public figure who advocates for abortion places himself outside of church teaching. California's biggest wildfires, fueled by 70-mile-an-hour winds, keep growing. One of them in Southern California is now raging right near the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library, and it's charred about 15 acres in that vicinity and is expected to keep on growing. And this is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A former Trump campaign advisor who pleaded guilty to lying to investigators is now running for Congress. George Papadopoulos filing papers to run as a Republican for California's 25th district following Congressman Katie Hill's resignation. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says U.S. forces will repel any attempt to take Syria's oil fields with, in his words, overwhelming force. That includes Russian, Syrian, or any remnants of ISIS. Here's more from John Clemens.
Secretary Mark Esper declared U.S. forces will remain positioned in this strategic area to deny ISIS access to those vital resources and will respond with overwhelming military force against any group that threatens the safety of our forces there. Esper's comments echoed the resolve of President Trump in a speech in Chicago regarding the Syrian oil fields.
We're keeping the oil. Remember that. I've always said that. Keep the oil. We want to keep the oil. $45 million a month. Keep the oil.
Profits from the Syrian oil fields provided the bulk of the funding for the Islamic terror group ISIS.
And comedic actor John Witherspoon has died, the Detroit native best known for the role of Pops in the Friday movies with Ice Cube. His first movie role was in the 1980 Neil Diamond film The Jazz Singer. Witherspoon was 77. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
A program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Here he is, Jonathan Cahn. The conversation you have been waiting for regarding his new book, The Oracle, The Jubilee and Mysteries Unveiled. Jonathan, always good to be talking to you. How you doing?
Great. Bill, and always great to be talking to you, too. And
boy,
a blessing to meet you once as well.
Yes, and I got to tell you, once again, you've delivered a book that is chicken-skinning the readers here. It is just profound, revelatory. You are such a gift to the body of Christ and to the world, for this matter, Jonathan, because, you know, you bring insight. I mean, being of Jewish heritage and a rabbi, a messianic rabbi, you bring to the conversation context that heretofore we may not realize, but, you know, we read that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And, you know, in the Western culture, we go, okay, you know, that's fine. But you drill deep to demonstrate time and again that God will not violate his character and his nature. And what we read in the Old Testament cycles back time and again, whether it has to do with, you know, any of the previous books that you've presented to us, you know, from the Harbinger and the Book of Mysteries or the Paradigm, you know, God is consistent.
God is amazing, and God is real. You know, that's what really led me to become a believer in the first place. You know, I couldn't argue with it. You know, he's awesome, gigantic, and the same God of the Bible who moved on all human events, moved upon kings and kingdoms. It's the same God moving right now. It's not just that, you know, we say it, you know, but in absolute. So like with the Harbinger, people were, you know, they had a sense of something after 9/11, but the Harbinger thing is not just a sense, it's real. It's there. It's objective. And so the Oracle is the same thing. It's not, yeah, we say, yeah, God's real, but he's mind-blowingly real.
Exactly. What other God? What other God tells you what's going to happen before it happens? Some describe this as the prophetic, but it is the confirmation that God is all that he says he is. There is no other God that will tell you what is going to happen, and in fact, it happens. And as we know, for those of us who keep count and check this out, the prophecies, that which was forecast by God, roughly two-thirds, maybe a little more than two-thirds, have actually been affected. And so I say to people all the time, if he's batting 1,000% with two-thirds, what are the chances that the remaining third is going to also be fulfilled at 1,000%?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was, you know, Bill, I was an atheist at one point. Yeah, I grew up in the Hebrew school, but I said, I didn't see God. So it was when I picked up a book about prophecy, about that, you know, God said, said Israel was coming back, and all the that is what blew me away. That I couldn't, as a scientific kind of mind of these things, I could not argue it away. It's just absolute, and you're absolutely right. There is, it's unique. There is nothing in any religion, any faith, any ideology that has anything like that.
And here it is. In a way, you've gone full circle, because with the oracle, what are we talking about?
Yeah. Well, it the center of the Bible is Israel, and yet it affects the whole world, and so with end time prophecy, so this is the first time actually, this is the first time that I ever have done a book on that. I've done mysteries that have to do with that. I have mysteries that with ancient Israel and America. First time about what has happened in our lifetime regarding Israel prophecy, but it's not just about Israel. It's about everybody's life, and it's about America, and every single event in the world is part of it.
Right, and it's as I've said, that when Israel became a nation again, it was as if the prophetic clock that we're looking at, it was the hour hand has been set, and what has been passing since 1948, when Israel became a nation again, as God predicted and said it was going to happen. And when everything, when you consider that, you go, that's not possible, I don't see that happening. But suddenly, in a day, it happens. God set the hour hand in place, and what we've been experiencing since then are minutes and seconds all coming to the ultimate fulfillment of the ultimate prophetic announcement, right?
Yeah, and the oracle is showing it's not just like, okay, here's the time, I have my prophecy timeline, but it's in everything. I mean, it's minute, it's cosmic on one hand, but minute on the other, like every little detail. And you said, not only the big events, but the small events, and the in between, and the days that the years that these things have to take place, and the dates of the epidemic place. I mean, it all comes like clockwork. Exactly.
And the players,
down to Mark Twain.
Mark Twain. I mean, who would have thought Mark Twain would be part of this?
And he is. I'm sorry.
No. Well, I am just so excited, and as always, there is going to be more information and more time needed. So I'm going to remind everybody, and I'm going to do this several times, that you need to get your hands on the book, The Oracle, The Jubilean Mysteries Unveiled. Jonathan Kahn is going to break it down for us. And Jonathan, real quick, because again, we have to remind people repeatedly where they can go for more information and get their copy of the Oracle.
Yeah, The Oracle just came out, the Oracle is now everywhere. You can get online. Anywhere from Amazon to any other thing online, and also anywhere where there are books, from Walmart, or even Walmart has it. It's everywhere. So you can get that. And if you want to get in touch with the ministry, just remember, it's hopeoftheworld.org, and we'll send you free gifts and prophetic updates, hopeoftheworld.org. But the Oracle is everywhere, and I'm hoping, and you'll hear, I'll be able to give a taste, but that people won't just get it for themselves, but for those in their lives who need to know the reality of God, including the unbeliever. It's for the believer, but it's also for the unbeliever, or those who don't really realize the reality of how real God is.
Without a doubt. All right, so break it down, the Oracle.
Okay.
We've got seven doors, right? Let's go.
Yes. Yeah. We'll be able to, touch the doorknobs.
Exactly.
Every door has like eight streams of revelations in them and mysteries. So we'll touch, we'll get a little sample, we'll get a taste. But there, of course, I cannot even begin to say how much is in there. But okay. First of all, the Oracle, to understand that, I mean, what if there was a mystery that really so big it lies behind everything, from the past, what has happened, what is happening right now, current events, the future, really the key blueprint or the secret of the end times. Also, that is so specific, as we said, it pinpoints not just years, but dates, and is so big that, as you mentioned, Mark Twain on one hand, you got Moses on one hand, you got Mark Twain, you have Daniel, you have Donald Trump in this mystery, the mystery of what is happening right now. And it is, I'll put it in this way. It's also the mystery of our lives, because it's so big. It's also eternal, and it also has to do with God's plan for our life and his working in our life. And the reality, it's really like an explosion of the reality of God, who is, that's what it is, And to set the stage, two kind of mysteries to just set the stage. One is, imagine if there were scrolls that existed in the world, and when people open the scrolls, there are appointed words in those scrolls, and for that day, and when they start reading it or chanting it, the events are coming true at that moment as they're doing it. That's one, and it's going to be true, and we'll see. I'll give a little taste of it. but that's throughout, revealed throughout the oracle from the 19th century to right here now. And also, another mystery is the Jubilee. It says the Jubilee of Mysteries. Well, what is that? It's the Jubilee is the year that you returned home, that you lost your possession, you lost your land, you get it back. Everyone shall return to their own possession. Jubilee. Well, the amazing thing is God, in times, is God saying to Israel, or God prophesying that in the end times he's going to bring them back. Mm-hmm. So what's that? That's bringing them back to their possession.
Okay, we've got to go, but we will come back. Stay with us. More from Jonathan Kahn after this.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. You can get a shot at your closest VA center on your next visit for free. But what if you don't have a visit planned in the near future? Don't have a visit planned? Here's an alternative. Here's your veterans tip of the day. The Veterans Administration and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots more accessible and free to veterans. They have made it very easy for you to get this protection. Protecting yourself is a good idea. Getting a flu shot at the VA or consider going to a local Walgreens, both are free. Just go to your local Walgreens, no appointment necessary, show your ID card, and get your flu shot for free. Protecting yourself, get a flu shot. Last year, over 80,000 people in America died from the flu. The life you save just might be your own. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez Live.
This is your time, your call. Don't fight your soul.
19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. We're talking the Jubilee Ministries, Mysteries, I should say, Unveiled, the Oracle by Jonathan Kahn. Jonathan, we started to break down the Jubilee and what it means. I mean, everything about God, when he says something, has meaning and depth. We should not approach anything that God says very casually, should we?
No. And there's always more than you think. You know, you know, I had 3,000 pages, Bill, of downloads of notes for this. It just kept coming. 3,000 pages.
Wow.
And it doesn't stop. And so that's how the book came. So the thing is that, God tells them on the Jubilee, you'll return home. But in end time prophecy, he says the Jewish people will return home. So that means it's a prophetic Jubilee. They're returning where they lost. But the amazing thing is that all these prophetic events in our day have happened according to this mystery of the Jubilee, according to this time clock, like exactly. And notice, everybody, I mean, you know, you guys are following the Lord. The Lord cannot come again until the Jewish people are back in Israel and back in Jerusalem. So this is all part of that.
Exactly.
So the thing is that, see, of that. Now, the other thing to know in setting the stage is that as for the harbinger, I mean, everything that's revealed is real. But I reveal it through a narrative, through a story. And that's really just the delivery system. But the thing is that, so there's a man called the Oracle in the Oracle. And he is revealing these mysteries through these seven doors of revelation. And again, each one has about eight major streams or revelations in them. And, you know, so going up to the seventh one. So we'll start out. So I'll just give a taste, but maybe one of them, one of the mysteries behind the doors or two. But the first one is the first door. And that is, I want to share the mystery of the stranger. Moses, before he dies, he gives a prophecy to Israel. He's the first one to speak about the end times. He's the first one to speak about the Jewish people being scattered to the ends of the world. And then he says, God will bring them back. But just before he says that, he gives another prophecy. He says the land of Israel, when the Jewish people are gone from it, is going to become a wasteland, barren, devastation, desolate, cursed land. He says, and then he says, a stranger will come from across the world. He will come to the desolate land. He will bear witness of the devastation. He'll bear witness to the world of the devastation of the land, that it's hopeless. And just after that, the next words are, then God will start bringing you back to the land, the restoration. So, did it ever happen? The sign of the stranger that could have triggered, like, the end times as we know it.
Right.
Well, the amazing thing is it did. A man comes from far away, comes to the land of Israel in its most desolate state, bears witness of the desolation, keeps a notepad, writes a book about it, tells the world about it. The words he uses are the same words that Moses used. You know, Moses says, he'll say, not a blade of grass grows. Well, this guy says, not a blade of grass will grow. Everything. And the thing is, just as surprising, we know the guy. It was Mark Twain.
Right.
Mark Twain made a journey in the 1867, and he goes there, a desolate place. He writes the book, his first major book, becomes famous for fulfilling prophecy. And he's a skeptic, yet he's fulfilling prophecy, saying the same words of Moses. When he gets to the end of his journey, the culmination, last full day and night in Jerusalem, it's a Sabbath. That means the scrolls are being opened up now.
Right.
The scrolls are opened up. What is appointed for that day? All around the world, the Jewish people are chanting it. It's the prophecy. The Lord, it says, and then the stranger will come from across the world to the land. And so literally, Mark Twain is walking the streets of Jerusalem, and they're chanting it.
Yes.
He's here in the Hebrew.
Wow.
It's a prophet about him, and he doesn't know it, and they don't know it.
But I hope, Jonathan, I hope people are really grasping the timing of this so perfectly. Who would have thought? First of all, Mark Twain, you've got the Sabbath. You've got the scrolls being read on the Sabbath, and it happens to be consistent with exactly what's going on.
Yeah.
And
absolutely, Bill.
Yeah.
And it's going to happen again and again. I mean, this is the hand of God. And the thing is, that it's not only that timing, the 1867 is going to be the crucial year. It's going to set in motion, really, the end times as we know it, because all these things are going to be kind of mysterious things that are going to start happening in the land all in that year after when Mark Twain comes. And it's going to be, one is going to be about a man with a measuring line, a biblical sign of things. I'm not going to get into any of them. And there's one about a city that's been lost for 2,000 years. It's uncovered in that year, one after the other. But everything starts, and right after that, it's the Jewish people begin to return to the land. Just like in Moses, the stranger comes, then God God will restore you. So then they start coming back and planting the land. But something about this, you see, one more thing about this is that, for 2,000 years, the Jewish people have been praying every day, a prayer. They said, Lord, hear our prayer, be merciful, and bring us back to the land. Hear our prayer, be merciful. Mark Twain was born Samuel, his real name. Samuel means the Lord has heard. And Clemens means, and has been merciful. I mean, even Now I'm going to skip, fast forward to what happens if we count 50 years and find the next mystery year. Will it be that something major prophetic happens in restoration? Well, it takes us to 50th year from 1867 is 1917. 1917, the mystery is going to explode on the world because the whole world's going to be in a world war. And you have the Ottoman Empire that has the land, and they're Muslim, and they don't want the Jewish people back. Mm-hmm. But all of a sudden, when the year of Jubilee comes, that empire begins to crumble. And, you know, the Jubilee says, whoever's got your land, they got to leave.
Exactly.
And so then, on the other side, you have the British Empire that has had a revival. There's a love for the Jewish people. And at that moment, there's a British government that is not for the Jewish people coming back. All of a sudden, as the year of Jubilee approaches, they crumble. And God raises up two other people. The Prime Minister, he raises up David Lloyd George, raised on the Bible. Raises up Arthur Balfour, and he is a born-again believer. They both love the Jewish people. So at the very moment that it's needed, in the year of Jubilee, they come to world power, British Empire, and they issue the first declaration ever since ancient times of giving the land to the Jewish people, saying the land shall be Jubilee, the land will return. Jewish people, when? In the year of Jubilee. And it all happens, you know, like clockwork. And in that same year, because they don't have the land yet, it doesn't mean anything until they have it, that same year, another Christian, General Edmund Allenby, enters the gates of Jerusalem, and the land is liberated for the first time in 2,000 years to be given to the Jewish people, year of Jubilee, all happening. And I'll mention one mystery from there. Although there's many mysteries behind the second door, the land of seven wells and the mystery of the birds, but one is the number of the end. In the book of Daniel, there's a number given, that's the number of the end. That's the number that marks the end of the occupation. Whoever's occupying the land, they got to get out.
Exactly.
And so the thing is, that number is in Daniel. It's the number 1335. All of a sudden, that number starts appearing throughout the land of Israel, throughout the Middle East. It's 1335, the number of Daniel, which says the occupier's got to get out. Why? Why did it appear? Because it just so happens that the Muslim calendar marked that year as the year 1335, the number from Daniel, the number that says they got to get out. You know? And so it converges on the year of Jubilee, 1917. And in fact, the date it comes to its head is the very day that the go-ahead is given for the Balfour Declaration to give the land back to the Jewish people. I mean, to the day.
Unbelievable.
And I'll mention something that I wasn't going to mention, but it's so cool. And that is that you know, for 2,000 years, there hasn't been a Jewish soldier in the land of Israel, ever since the Roman army drove them out.
Right.
And so the thing is, they all of a sudden, the Jewish soldier reappears in the world, and in the land of Israel, comes back to the land of it. When? In the year of Jubilee, 1917, the first Jewish soldiers come back to the land. Everyone shall return to their own possession. And the guy who leads them back is not Jewish. He's a Christian. He's a guy named John Patterson who loves the Lord, and he's the one who's the leader of the first Jewish legion, and he becomes the godfather of the Israeli army, this Christian, and in his legion are people, all these Jewish people are being trained, who end up becoming the leaders of Israel, the Prime Minister of Israel in the time of the Six-Day War, the founder of the Jewish army, David Ben-Gurion, the father of Israel, all part of Patterson's Jewish legion. Patterson will die in the year 1947, the year that Israel is voted back into the world. But before he dies, he blesses a Jewish family. They have their first baby boy, and he blesses them. They name their boy after him. The family's name is Netanyahu. So Patterson. And Patterson himself is born in the year 1867, the Jubilee of the Stranger. So when Mark Twain is going to land, here comes this boy is born who's going to play in the central part in the next Jubilee when he turns 50 years old. I mean, again, mind-boggling.
Exactly. Well, we got to go to break. More from Jonathan Kahn, and when we do, he mentioned David Ben-Gurion. Boy, there's lots to unfold here, too. And we will do that when we come. You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. The nation's economy growing more than expected in the third quarter. The Commerce Department reporting the GDP grew at an annualized rate of 1.9% from July through September. That's down slightly from the second quarter, but stronger than what economists had predicted. Some new questions being raised about the death of Jeffrey Epstein. A forensic pathologist claims that injuries that killed the convicted sex offender and multimillionaire are more consistent with strangulation than with suicide. Dr. Michael Bodden saying,
there were findings that were unusual for suicidal hanging and more consistent with ligature homicidal strangulation.
Bodden spoke on Fox. Authorities have said that Epstein died of strangulation after hanging himself in his prison cell. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
As promised, back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Conversation with Jonathan Kahn continues. New York Times best-selling author of The Harbinger and The Book of Mysteries. He gives us now the oracle, the Jubilean Mysteries Unveiled. Jonathan, before we went to break, you mentioned David Ben-Gurion. Tie that up as well. I mean, this is an amazing revelation. Again, when you realize the order of God and how this mystery is being revealed, because that's the way mysteries happen, as you and I've discussed before. When it is time for us to see and understand, it's as if God says, okay, I'm going to pull back the veil on this, and now here it is, and you just see again,
yeah.
And you're praising God for his consistency and that. So break that down for us.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I got to say something, because you know it's in our lives too. I mean, it's just as real, but we don't see it most of the time until he pulls that veil and you say, "Whoa, Lord! Now I see how you worked it all together in my life." You know, yeah. So the thing is that this one, you brought it up. You know, that I rarely have a chance to mention it because there's so many mysteries. You know? So this it's very rare for me to talk about that one. It's in the mystery is called The Man Who Was. It's in the third door, and this is that the first leader of ancient Israel, the first leader of modern Israel was David Ben-Gurion. He's like the father of the country, the first prime minister. He's linked to the rebirth of Israel. But the amazing thing, all these things about Israel, it's a mystery of resurrection. God is resurrecting the ancient nation that was disappeared. interesting thing is that at the end of ancient Israel, there was a man who was the leader, and his name was Ben-Gurion. So the last leader of ancient Israel was Ben-Gurion, and the first leader of modern Israel is Ben-Gurion. And it's like a resurrection of the other one. And they actually, their lives parallel each other in reverse. And one of them, you know, the ancient leader, is linked to the war that destroys Israel. The modern one, Ben-Gurion, is linked to the war that brings Israel back from resurrection. I mean, everything. And actually, David Ben-Gurion, his name was named after that ancient man, you know, long before there's ever dream of him becoming the prime minister. I mean, when he was a youth, I mean, it's crazy. But even that is part of the mystery.
And talk about how he got his name, because it was close, but as a writer, as a professional journalist, right? Then
He changed his name around 1910. He's a young guy, and he didn't know what he was going to be doing for his life. He was a farmer. He came out of the land. He farmed the land. Then he was asked by his friend to go to Jerusalem and do a pen name. So he came up with Ben-Gurion because he's a bad guy. He had no idea. It's 40 years later, he's going to be the man who's linked to the resurrection of Israel. And yet he's named after the man who's linked to the death of Israel. You know, I mean, it's resurrection. And
yes.
Totally. I mean, and everything is linked together. You know, Ben-Gurion, when he was a little boy, he sees a man come to his hometown who is Theodor Herzl, who is the ultimate father of Israel. He's a visionary. You know,
yes.
Everybody, and Theodor Herzl, by the way, who's considered the visionary of Israel, he found a friendship with a guy just before when this was all happening, and his name was Mark Twain. So the leader of Israel, everything is connected together.
Yes.
And speaking of Herzl, because now we're in the third door. This is the birth of Israel. Herzl is considered the visionary of Israel. But the thing is, Theodor Herzl, he started Zionism, and that's the return to Israel. He had a Congress. They came up with an anthem, national anthem, a flag. There's no nation, but they came up with all that. He writes down a prophecy. The prophecy is, he says, in this Congress, I founded the Jewish state, but he says the world would laugh if I ever said that, because it doesn't exist. He says, but the whole world is going to know it in 50 years. By 50 years' time, the whole world. That's Jubilee. When did he say it? He gave the prophecy in 1897. At 50 years, it takes you to the year 1947, the year that Israel comes back is voted back into the world.
Right.
And the whole world knows it for the first time. And I looked even deeper, Bill, and I looked at the resolution that brought Israel back has a date on it. The date is September 3rd. The prophecy of Herzl, he did it on September 3rd, so it's 50 years to the exact date.
Jonathan, as you're doing this and you're pulling back this mystery and you start seeing the harmony of these dates, I mean, this is like every one of your other books. As God is revealing this to you and you just see a continual affirmation, the truthfulness, the integrity of God.
Yeah. I'm blown away, Bill. I'm the first person to be blown away. Oh, my Lord. Wow.
I'm right with you. Oh, wow.
It's just total blown away. I mean, you know, and for instance, with this one, too, when Israel came back in the world, and you talk about David Ben-Gurion, it's Ben-Gurion who announced it to the world. And he did it on a Friday, like near nighttime. It was the Sabbath was coming. So Israel came back at midnight, the Sabbath. So Israel was born on the Sabbath. That means the scrolls were being opened all over the world. Mm. And that means there's an appointed word. Talk about, you know, wow. What was the word appointed for Israel's resurrection? All over the world, there was a prophecy. And here's the prophecy, Bill, that they're reading, they're chanting from their scrolls on that day without knowing it. It's this. It's in that day, says the Lord, I will raise up the fallen tabernacle of David. I will end their exile. I will bring them back to the land. I will plant them there. I will rebuild them as in ancient times, and nobody will take them out of the land. It's the prophecy of the day of the resurrection of Israel. So it is appointed for the day that Israel resurrects. So from ages past, they're reading it, chanting it, and they're speaking about the resurrection as Israel is resurrecting on that very day. You know? And if we have a second, I'll do one more from the third.
No, yeah, we've got time. Go ahead.
Okay, and that is this. In the oracle, this is part of the third door, and it's something called the Jubilean Code, and that is this, that the first time God ever told the Jewish people, you shall return, it was in Leviticus, it's the law of the Jubilee, when God says, you shall return. It's the first time he ever told, in the plural, the nation, you shall return to your ancestral land. Well, in Hebrew, or you know, the Jewish people, when they count days, it's a different calendar, it's a different, you know, number to it, and the way they write the numbers, or they don't use numbers officially, they'll use letters, Hebrew letters. That's how you say the Hebrew date. You use Hebrew letters because the Hebrew letters, every Hebrew letter has a number value.
Mm-hmm.
So when God said you shall return, it's one Hebrew word. It's tashuvu. Tashuvu has four letters. When they're added up, they come out to the number that identifies a particular year. It identifies the year 1948. You shall return. The year of Israel's return was identified all the way back from Moses in the scrolls 3,000 years ago, the exact year they would return.
Wow. Jonathan, were there seers prior to all this, you know, biblical scholars, as you say, that had a sense of this, that this code that was embedded, you know, back to the book of Leviticus, you know, what God said, did they have a sense that this was starting to play out? I mean, you know, because God laid out the plan. I mean, he laid out what Jubilee was all about.
Yeah.
And as you walked us through it, what it means, I mean, you know, it was renewal, but there were so many aspects to it. If you just think of it in terms of renewal, there's so much more to Jubilee, as, again, we appreciate about God, because when he orders a thing, it's in its totality and total renewal, not a partial renewal. It is total.
Absolutely. You know, there's so many layers to this. I mean, you know, you have the physical thing, restoration here, restoration of the land, restoration, and you have the spiritual restoration that's part of our whole salvation. It's all, God is a God of restoration, and so it's all, everything we're saying. I mean, that's why this is ultimately going to come real home. I mean, you read it, so it's going to come very home to each of our lives. It's also about restoration. You know, it's about the restoration of the whole universe, really.
Exactly.
You know, so absolutely, everything, absolutely, it's all those things.
Just like the stones would have cried out, it is every aspect of God's creation yearning for this, you know, this period of restoration.
Yeah.
And here it is, as it's playing out, everything is being, you know, re-energized in realizing that God is still faithful. He is faithful to his call. What was the next year of Jubilee? Did anything happen?
Well, the thing is this. The one thing that Israel didn't have when it came back was Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Jesus said he's not coming back until the Jewish people are back in Jerusalem and say, Baruch haba, blessed is he. So that means Israel has to come back to Jerusalem. Otherwise, he can't. And so, or he won't. So the thing is that, at the same time, Jerusalem is the center of world of end-time prophecy. So it's got to happen. But it didn't happen. So the thing is that, could it have happened? And what happened? Could this mystery pinpoint when it's going to happen?
Okay, we got to stop for just a minute. Okay. Go to quick break. Stay right where you are, ladies and gentlemen. Our conversation with Jonathan Kahn continues after. Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Live. Back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Jonathan Kahn, New York Times best-selling author of The Harbinger and the Book of Mysteries, presents to us The Oracle, the Jubilee and Mysteries Unveiled. Jonathan, we were talking about the follow-up Jubilee year after 1948. Go ahead.
Yes. Okay. So if you count, you do the thing, you have 1867, the year, the kind of the beginning of the mystery. You count the 50 year, 1917, you got the land restored to the Jewish people. What happens if you count to the 50th year? Is that going to indicate, is that going to pinpoint any mystery? It's going to take you to the year 1967, the year of the Six-Day War, the year that will lead to the Jewish people being restored to Jerusalem, their holy city, after 2,000 years. What has to happen for Messiah to come again? So like clockwork in the year of Jubilee. There's so many mysteries here. This is the fourth door, but I'll just mention two of them quickly. The Bible, there's a prophecy in Isaiah that says God will fight for Jerusalem as the lion and the young lion. The lion and the young lion. And he will fight for you. He'll come down, fight for that hill, fight for that mountain. Well, amazing thing. I looked at this. When Israel gained Jerusalem, they weren't trying to. They were just trying to defend themselves. They sent a colonel who secured the hills around Jerusalem from Jordan. And the guy's name was Colonel Ari. Ari means the lion. That's Colonel Lion. It says, you know. Then the man who's in charge of the central command, who actually gave the word to go into Jerusalem, his name is Ark Regev. His name means the lion. He sends word to an intelligence officer whose name is Ark Achman. He gets the word, and his name means the lion. He sends word to the Mount of Olives, finally, where there's a paratroopers waiting, and their colonel is Colonel Mata Gore, hero of the Six-Day War. Gore, the name means the young lion. So it's Gore who leads them into the gates. The first two people in the gates are Colonel Gore and Ark Achman. They are the first ones on the Temple Mount. The prophecy says God will fight for that mountain as the lion and the young lion. Their names together mean the lion and the young lion on the mountain of the Lord. And the gate they go through is the lion's gate. Because the Lord, when he comes to this Jerusalem, he's coming not like a lamb, he's coming like a lion. But let me move quickly. Okay. That goes to one more from this one. And that there's the Masada mystery. There's the amazing stuff in the Six-Day War. But this one is this. When the Jubilee comes, what happens is you hear the sound of the shofar. The trumpet sounds. You know, everybody knows that. The trumpet sounds. Well, could the trumpet have ever sounded at these key theology believes that the land returns to its original state. What was the original state of the Temple Mount? The Temple Mount was originally a threshing floor. In Hebrew, the word is Goren. The guy who sounds the trumpet is named Rabbi Goren, Rabbi Threshing Floor. So he's named after it. And he was born in the year 1917, the other Jubilee. He just turned 50 years old. So it's his 50th year. He's sounding the sound of the 50th year on the threshing floor. His name is Rabbi Threshing Floor. And his name also means another thing. It means the horn. Rabbi Horn sounds the horn. Can you imagine? A child is born with a name Horn, Threshing Floor, and, you know, and on the Jubilee, and he's actually born as Allenby is entering Jerusalem. I mean, this guy is destined, when he's 50 years old, he is destined to be on that threshing floor in the year to sound the horn. I mean, mind-boggling. But if it's okay, I'm going to go real quick, okay?
Yes. So, yeah, we got about 8 minutes. We got 8 minutes remaining, so go ahead.
Okay, so now, when is the next Jubilee? Well, what's the one thing that Israel didn't have that you get the Jubilee? When you return to your land, you get the legal right. You get recognized, the legal right of the property of that. Mm-hmm. Never happened. The world refused to recognize Jerusalem. But it happened finally when America, President Trump, issued the Jerusalem Declaration. First time since ancient times that any major power has ever recognized Jerusalem. And it happens. It's giving the right of the return, the legal right. When does it take place? Well, when's the next Jubilee? 1967, 50th year is 2017. Exactly when it happens. It happens within 30 days of the end of the Jubilee. But I got to say this. This is just mind-boggling here. We said before, what happened in the last Jubilee? Rabbi Horn sounded the shofar, sounded the trumpet. What happens the year of Jubilee? You have a Jubilee, you got to have the sounding of the trumpet. What does the president's name mean? In English, it means the trumpet. President Trump.
Yes.
When does he come to power? Year of Jubilee. You got the year of Jubilee, you need a trump. You need the trump shall sound. So you got it. He comes to power in 2017. No accident. It says the trump will sound throughout the land. He sounds throughout the land. It says when the trump sounds, the right goes back to the original owner. It happens. He sounded. But not only that, Bill, I won't go through it, but there is a scripture that was appointed. Donald Trump was born on Friday. That means they opened the scrolls that night. They said a scripture. That scripture that they proclaimed is the mystery of Donald Trump's life, and is actually the same scripture that Rabbi Goren in the Six Day War, that's what caused him to blow the trumpet, the scripture of Donald Trump's life. I'm not going to go through it, because it's in the Oracle.
Yes.
But another quick thing with this is this. There's another mystery in the Bible that a king in the Bible, a king Cyrus, issued the Jerusalem Declaration at the end of 70 years. Jeremiah says it'll happen after 70 years. Well, the 70 years, the declaration comes after Israel's 70 years of exile. But so, was there any 70 year period with Israel that was linked to Donald Trump? Did Donald Trump issue that declaration after the end of 70 years? Well, go back. 2017, 70 years takes you to 1947, the year that Israel is voted into existence. It begins. So he did do it at the end. I'm sure he wasn't planning it, but he did do that. But on top of that, I look deeper, Bill, and the day that Israel was voted in, it was after sunset. It was the Hebrew calendar, month of Kislev. It was the 17th day, 17th of Kislev. So what happens if you go count 70 years from there, and then you take after 70 years, what does it take you to? It takes you to 2017, Kislev 18. When is that? It fell on December 6th. December 6th was the exact day that Donald Trump issued that declaration. End of 70 years to the exact date. And the ramifications, Bill, is if you and I weren't born then, but if we were back there in 1947, and we knew the mystery, we could have said then, when Israel was voted, hey, 70 years later, a man will rise up, he will become a world ruler, a world leader, he will come to power, and he will issue the declaration concerning Jerusalem in his first year of power. And that's exactly what happened. But now, going fast, I won't go, there's a lot more mysteries, but going to the sixth door deals with the future. And so the future, the Jubilee mystery is really also ultimately about what's coming. It's really the secret of the end times. It's about everyone shall return. What is the Jubilee? You return to where you left. Well, the Jewish people, where were they at the beginning of the age? They were in Israel, so that's where they got to be at the end of the age. They were in Jerusalem, so that's where they got to be at the end of the age. But where was the world? This is a whole new dimension. There's a chapter called Mystery called the Dark Jubilee in the Oracle about this. The world was, in the beginning of the age, was not Christian. It was un-Christian, non-Christian, anti-Christian, pagan. What is the mystery? The world, we are witnessing world culture right now returning to where it was at the beginning of the age. Every day, we're we're watching. There's still going to be revival and all, but we're watching world culture turn to pagan values, anti-Christian values every single day. But it's not out of control. It's all part of the mystery. It's the end times. It's like God is bringing everything up. But the good news is there's another jubilee. Where was the church 2,000 years ago? It wasn't comfortable. It wasn't rich. It wasn't established. It wasn't religious. It was the Book of Acts. It was radical, revolutionary, on fire, world-changing, life-changing. God is calling us to have our own return, to return the people of God, to return to that jubilee, to return to the Book of Acts, to become that on fire, powerful, life-changing, radical people. And you know, as the world goes one way, it's going to, those who stand for God, it's going to lead us to go the other way. As the dark gets darker, the lights are going to get brighter. And that's a call for everybody listening to become that person God has called you to be. So let me just say this, and this ultimately is all leading to one other thing. The mystery of the Jubilee is the one who owns the land, leaves it, but he returns. So where does this mystery begin? It begins when Messiah leaves Jerusalem. And why is all these returns? It's all leading up to because he's going to return.
Yes.
The ultimate Jubilee is the king who was separated from the kingdom is going to return to the kingdom. His feet will stand on the Mount of Olives, and then there will be Jubilee for the entire earth. But the ultimate thing here, as I go quick, there's the seventh door, which is a mystery door. But I will just say this. This mystery has to do with everybody listening because God, your whole life is to be a Jubilee. We all lost something. We left the garden. We live in a fallen world. And what is salvation? It's Jubilee. It's saying it's time to come home. What is Messiah? Jesus is our Jubilee. Salvation. So he is calling all of us to become restored, to become the person that we were made to be. Our whole life is a restoration, a Jubilee, to rise in that power. You know, that's why we never feel at home in this world, no matter how old you are. You never feel at home because we're not home. We're coming home. And so, you know, that one of the things in the oracle is to take this home and to take all the power of God, all these things, the reality of God, and the restoration, and how to apply the power of the Jubilee for restoration in our own lives. Because ultimately, there's a final Jubilee at the very end of the Bible, and that is where, when you look at the end of Revelation, it's everything that was lost in the garden is restored, or the tree of life is restored, the river is restored. Why? Because this whole thing is a Jubilee. And the thing is, the ultimate Jubilee is forever. That's the time when we will come home. You know, every Jubilee is linked to Jerusalem coming there. Well, we're heading down. We've got a Jerusalem that we're heading to, a new Jerusalem. And it says, in that day, he will wipe away every tear from our eyes. There'll be no more mourning, no more pain, no more death. Then we'll be home for the first time. And that's it. And then our possession, our God, he will be our God, and we will be his people. I did as much as I could, Bill, to get there, but I just skimmed the surface of doorknobs. But I'm hoping, not because I knew we need this, but that people will, you know, I'm just touching it. People will get the oracle. That's the mysteries, so many mysteries I could not even talk about, but really it's the majesty of God. And I'm hoping also, not just that you'd be blown away, but if there are people in your lives who don't know the Lord, this is to bless them. The people there who don't know that he's really real, that's what people need to be restored. That's what it's about as well.
Best-selling author, The Harbinger, The Book of Mysteries, The Oracle is going to be the next best-selling book. You better believe it. The Jubilee and Mysteries Unveiled, an absolute blessing, available at all the usual places, linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Jonathan, thank you so much. God bless.
Thank you, Bill. God bless you.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With more people living.